T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. By the way, a photo surfaced a couple days ago. We haven't talked about it, but I was glad to see Tiger Woods, John, looking, pretty good. He was standing on a golf course watching his son play. And he had, I'd call it a sleeve. I don't know if that's the right term, the way someone will wear something on their arm or leg. So there's some kind of protective something there. But he was standing looking good, and his legs were crossed. And I say that to say he was casually standing there. So hopefully he's, in a spot from a rehab standpoint that he can be functional and perhaps a golfer again someday. We'll see. But If you missed it, it was a good-looking photo of Tiger, and I'd love to see him back out there, at some point. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. By the way, we have not yet even covered the two different square-offs John and I had in the last 48 hours. One which he won and one which I won. And I'm more glad with the one I won, for the record. John, this past week, won our picks. He went a very quality, robust record of 3-0 in our NFL picks this past Sunday. Mm-hmm. I went 1-1-1, which always messes up. Now I got to factor in the tie the rest of the year. I hate that. But in fantasy football, James, as you were tracking last night,
yes,
I took this guy down, and it made me feel pretty good. Not gonna lie, Lamar Jackson, he came through for me.
Joe, you realize I've lost the last 3 weeks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
my team has both starting running backs on IR.
Yeah, your fault.
Oh, really?
I lost both my starting running backs.
John, you crushed.
And I'm losing I'm trying to replace my starting running back.
Ross, I'm going to make this real simple. Here's the deal.
It's 40 points every week that I'm giving up.
And I think every single listener will acknowledge that this is a fact. For the last 3 or 4 years, John Ritchie crushes Howie Roseman for having older players, injured players, and a bad medical staff. Essentially, that the players don't take the field.
Hey, by the way, I still have the most points in our league, by the way.
You can't crush.
Hold on. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did.
That I still have the most points.
You got a record of 2-3.
So
I got a record of 4-1.
So who scored more points?
Who's talking out both sides of the yards? You criticize medical staff, guys don't take the field, and you draft a bunch of guys don't take the field.
Yeah.
See, Ross, how this works around here? I got to set the guy straight.
I love, Joe, that you use John's fantasy football roster against his argument against Howie Roseman.
Yes.
Now what you guys need to have happen at some point, Howie needs to come on your show and be able to look at John's roster and turn the tables and just say, really, John, this is who you went with? That would be amazing.
Here's the problem, Ross. If we had the Eagles medical staff on the show, they'd say, no, keep that guy out for 6 more weeks. It's a 2-week injury, but he'll sit out for 6 weeks. That would not be good. All right, let's go to the phone.
Hold on. The bottom line is my team for fantasy is good.
You have a great team.
I just lost last week scoring 160 points or something like that.
Yeah.
Records, once again, don't say everything.
You do have a good
and
team.
I will soon get David Montgomery and Christian McCaffrey back. Joe, I hope you win the regular season again.
Okay.
Because maybe you're on pace to do that, and you can feel good about that.
Try to scrap your way to the playoffs. We'll see if you can get it done. Listen, I'm rooting for you. You're my buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, who do I rather see win? You or that Marks and Reese guys? Come on now. I'm here with my team.
You're not rooting for him, Joe.
I'm really not.
You're disingenuous.
No, I actually generally have enjoyed our show. Ross has thoroughly either dominated or been very successful for now like 4 years in this league. So I take a measure of pride in that. Let's go to the phones.
That's because Jimmy.
The three of us. Collectively.
Jimmy was in the Super Bowl. I was in the Super Bowl twice.
I've won regular season.
Joe says he won the regular season 1 year.
All right, let's go to Angela and Mulca Hill. What's happening, Angela?
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Doing well, Angela.
About Ben Simmons.
Yes.
He is a snake. And the reason I call him that is because he's going to come back. right? He's going to play a couple games because he needs to make up that money that he lost, okay? He's going to get that money back.
Yeah.
And then he's going to either allow himself to get injured.
Right.
Or he's going to claim maybe, oh, that he has COVID symptoms. COVID
symptoms aren't going to keep him out for long because you'd have a test and you're going to find out definitively if he has it or not. I mean, within the realm of occasionally you can have a faulty test, but that's not going to be the thing.
I'll be really surprised if he takes the court.
Yeah, what could be the thing? Angela, he certainly could fake an injury and then earn incredible amount of millions and not play.
Right.
I will continue to say that if he goes down that route, the Sixers will need the commissioner to have a heavy hand and not permit that to occur. And that's
how do you do that?
I don't know, Ross, but let me put it this way. You investigate the situation. I mean, you would have to.
Really? Because his back really hurts.
Look,
he's got pain in his back.
Ross, I'm not saying it's not complicated, but I'm saying, Ross, don't have a commissioner if he's not going to get involved in a sticky
what
situation.
What I'm telling you, Joe, is the commissioner cannot do anything when it comes to the health of a player. NFL players have figured out now that you can't hold out because it's mandatory fines. You don't get back. Now what NFL players do is they hold in, and Jalen Ramsey did it and other guys have done it. All you have to do is say something that they can't really totally define.
I know.
Has an injury.
Right, and he'll have HIPAA on his side because technically he doesn't have to release.
Yep.
What is actually wrong with him by federal law.
I believe you're correct there. Yeah.
Why is everybody saying this? Is this what everybody thinks is going to happen?
It's a real possibility, Ross. I mean, the guy doesn't want to play for the Sixers. He's showing up because he wants to make millions of dollars. So it's entirely conceivable that his out will be, you know, as Rodney said in Caddyshack, oh, my elbow. And then, you know, he pulls himself out, and then that loser 18-year-old goes in there and gives up the scholarship but helps Rodney's team win.
Why is he a loser? He won that.
Well, he's a loser because, I mean, even though he gets with Cindy Morgan, let's be real, that guy's dopey.
Noonan,
I don't know, man.
Taking shots at Noonan?
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
Noonan.
I mean, what are you talking
nice,
about?
Noonan's
nice. A legend.
Oh, nice.
Man, Noonan was great.
He's not great. He's kind of a doofus.
Oh, man.
He's a
doofus.
But
either way, he's not coming back because he wants to come back or that he loves the city of
Correct.
Philly to come back. So,
yeah. Oh, it's quite the opposite.
It is. But, all right, Angela, a fictional brother-sister duo. Who do you have?
The Wonder Twins.
Ooh.
You got who?
That's
who,
a great
The Who
one.
Twins?
The Wonder Twins.
I don't know them. Who are they?
Activate. Form of a gorilla. Form of a pail of water. You know, from the Justice League?
I don't know that. No.
Really?
No.
No idea. Never
okay.
heard of him.
This is a
I'm
cartoon,
with Joe on
probably,
that.
Maybe it was early 80s.
Okay.
But it was it was Batman and, you know, Superman, Wonder Woman, and the Wonder Twins were like a second tier super duo, along with like Apache Chief and Green Lantern.
All right.
Yeah.
When I think twins from the 80s, I think of the Doublemint Twins. Remember the Doublemint Gum?
Sure, yeah.
Walking by the pool?
Yeah, they were big.
Let's go to Mike in New Jersey. Mike, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing well, Mike.
Awesome. We got to see some running plays Thursday night.
Some what play?
Running.
Running plays.
I hope so, man.
I keep thinking week after week that it's going to be the week.
Let me say this, guys. In all sincerity, this is not the team to try to run on. Their run defense is awesome.
Oh, great.
Their whole secondary is hurt. Levante David's out. The way you beat the Bucks is you throw all over them. You don't want to try to run against Vita Vea and Sue and William Golston, Pierre Paul. They have like the best run defense in the NFL.
Wow. Well,
nah.
That's
as long as I don't see any screens. I've seen enough to last half the season.
Yep, I agree with you.
It was really bad. I'd love to stay on the phone with Chad, but I'm getting looked at by my boss. I got to unload this truck, so I'm just going to go ahead and give you my fictional brother and sister duo.
Sure.
I got Peter Maximoff and Wanda Maximoff.
You got it, man. Mike, appreciate the phone call. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. Beers and Gears, the craft beer and car show, is back Sunday, October 24th at Delaware Park. Details online at DelawarePark.com. Today's question, John, for you to answer, are you glad that Ben Simmons reported to the Sixers? Now, my personal answer is yes, I'm glad, because I think it strengthens their position both as a team currently and the opportunity to trade him? For those just tuning in, John thinks the answer is no. James, we haven't heard from you on this. Where do you stand? Are you glad that Ben reported to the Sixers?
No.
Just makes you sick?
Yeah, well, all of it. I don't think he's going to play for them. Like, I don't think there's any – I think there's just going to be – he's not going to play, and the situation doesn't change from a leverage perspective just because he showed back. He's coming back for his money.
But would you acknowledge, James, he's not going to sit out 82 games if they haven't traded him this year?
How do you know?
How's he going to sit out 82 games?
I don't know.
His back's going to hurt
I wouldn't
for 82
put it past
games.
Anybody. This guy. Absolutely.
Well, I get it, but his back's not going to be, you know, tweaked for 82 games. All right, John, where do you think the results came in on Twitter? Are you glad that Ben Simmons reported to the Sixers? A, yes, B, no.
I think it's going to be overwhelmingly no, because we are all so angry with him. So I'll say 70%.
It's a really good job by you, man. 71% of people say no. I think they're seeing it wrong. But, you know, that's okay. It happens sometimes.
Hey, so the answer to that?
It is.
You're seeing it
wrong. No. They're a better team with him, and it's more likely that it improves his trade value instead of hurts his trade value. Guys, the last time he put anything on the court, he was afraid to dunk the ball 3 minutes to go. He can reestablish some additional value.
He's never going to play for the Sixers again. I feel pretty confident.
$10 bet?
I'll do a $10 bet.
Now, hold on. Real quick. As long as they don't trade him before opening night.
No, period. This is you either make the bet or you don't. I said Ben Simmons will never play for the Sixers again. You can make it if you want or not.
I don't call.
I don't care.
John, I think I have the right that if they trade him before they play a game.
No, this is part of the whole thing. I'm saying Ben Simmons will never play for the Sixers again.
Then I'm not going to make the bet. If you're not willing to give me the possibility he's traded in the next 8 days and then I don't have to lose a bet because they trade him before they play a game, that's not fair.
Well, you think they're better off with him and that – They should be happy he's back, and this is a good thing.
Yeah, so, given the fact that they want to
stick to your side.
Yeah, given the fact that they want to trade him. Ross, see what I got to deal with these guys around here?
Hey,
Seltzer wants
Joe,
to try to win a bet and a trade.
You said you want
a
bet, and then you're like, let me put this stipulation in
well,
the bet.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know.
Forget the stipulation.
I said, sure, I'll bet you, and you're like, well, hold on.
Hey,
what do you got, John?
Joe, the answer given, Peter and Wanda Maximoff.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they?
Yeah. No
Peter
chance.
And who and what?
No chance.
Peter, Mary, and Paul. And what is that? Peter and Wanda.
Peter and Wanda Maximoff.
Maximoff?
Yeah.
Maximoff. I don't know. Who are they?
WandaVision? Does that mean anything to you?
I have no clue.
Just take a gamble.
Game of Thrones.
No.
Yeah, I know.
You watched Game of Thrones.
I know, but I mean, it sounds like names. Maximoff? Wanda Maximoff? Sounds like something from Game of Thrones.
Did you know that Wanda is Magneto's daughter?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Jimmy.
No. Is that really true?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I'm
so
not 100%.
Do you want to let the others in on the inside joke here? Who
it's
is
not inside
it?
Everyone well, else knows is, it's Marvel. Like, yeah, everyone knows this except you.
Ross, did you know that?
It's the Scarlet Witch and
Quicksilver. I mean, WandaVision was like a huge TV show.
Ross, did you know that?
I don't know any of this stuff.
Correct. See, Ross, I have to constantly sort of privately tell these guys, their inside jokes go over a lot of people's heads.
It's not inside joke. Most people know what Marvel is.
Under 50%.
A lot of people.
It's
definitely
the biggest Christmas movie of all time.
Here's the deal.
It's not most.
Correct.
People don't watch the Super Bowl, dude.
Yeah, Ross, here's what I tell these guys all the time, and they don't listen, but I'm going to say it again. You go out on Market Street. We're right in Market Street here. You go ask the first 100 people, do you know who Wanda Maximoff is? Less than 50 people are going to know who Wanda
is. I don't know, man. Right now?
No way.
Coming on the heels of WandaVision, was pretty highly regarded and
all
right. Recent.
All right, let's
not
go.
Not even 30 people would know who she is.
Correct. Let's go to Wade right now. Wade, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, what's up, man? Listen, man. I find it so funny, right, when Baldy came up, you said, oh, man, Baldy got a different take on the quarterback than me. Of course he got a different take because he know what he's looking at. Like, yo, like, this whole week, Joe, like, what you be saying, you don't know what you talking about, yo. Like,
what you talking about, Wills?
Like, yeah, exactly. That's what we're saying with you. Like, the stuff you said is crazy, man. But and it's crazy because I was thinking, like, yo, wouldn't it be crazy if Doug Peterson got the intern job with the Raiders and another caller said it? Because, you know, he tied back to Holmgren with Gruden. He was the quarterback when Gruden was over there with the Packers.
Yeah, but they do what teams always do. They went to an assistant that's on the current staff when you change coaches mid-year.
I just want to know, like, so which, since we had to endure that bullcrap saying sorry to you show last year, what you going to do this year for us? Because you was wrong.
What was I wrong about?
About basically everything. You said
give me a specific.
last year we used to talk about what was going on with the offense, and basically say stuff going on. We used to be like, "Yo, it's not just Carson; it's deeper than that."
I agree. I never said it was just Carson.
You did the list, and you can go back because you write everything.
Yeah, he was a huge part.
Write everything down like you said, so you can go back and check your list when y'all did the order. You say who fought? Is it Howie?
Right.
Wentz,
Carson, and Jeff. Yep.
Yeah.
They all had a hand, but let's not act like he.
Yeah, but your order was wrong because you put everything on Carson.
I didn't put everything on Carson, but Carson had a lot.
He
did stink. He stunk.
It ain't over though. He just got to stay healthy. But listen, man, I'm just saying it's deeper than Carson. It's like we still have a problem now. You saying Jalen Hurts stink. It's deeper than Jalen Hurts. It's the whole, like the play calling, like, man, shit,
I agree. I agree. Yeah. Listen, Wade, I'm gonna sum up my opinion of your call. What you do with the truth I say, that's up to you.
You don't say no truth. Listen, man.
I'm with you, Wade.
Did anybody say the banks, Hillary and Carlton?
Good answer, man. Yeah. You got it. Wade, good phone call, buddy. Appreciate it. Ross, you're allowed to steal that line if you want, by the way. You know, what you do with the truth I say, that's up to you. I mean, you know.
I like that, Joe. You're having a good day.
I appreciate that. Hey, you know what was good, by the way, speaking of good days? I don't know if any of you guys caught this. Saturday night, I watched for the first time, honestly, other than the 40th anniversary, it was the first time in at least 10 to 15 years I've watched Saturday Night Live all the way through. It was phenomenal. Kim Kardashian.
Oh, I
host.
Saw her. I saw
phenomenal.
Her opening monologue.
Phenomenal.
I thought it was great too.
It was exceptional.
Yeah, and I know. I mean, I could tell she. It was real obvious that she was nervous and reading.
Yep.
But the writers asked her to poke fun at herself.
Yep.
And her family, and she freely did that.
Yep.
I thought she did a really good job.
She did.
And I'm not a huge fan. But she did a nice job.
She did. And then all the skits, I'm telling you.
I didn't see the skits.
Oh, it was a great hour and a half, man. It almost.
I actually recorded it. I'll have to go back.
Yeah, check it out. It has the shot to, you know, kind of pull me back in SNL a little bit.
Hmm.
It was good to say. Ross, facing Tom Brady this Thursday, that's 2 days from now. It's a difficult challenge. The Eagles are a touchdown underdog. How tough would it be for the Eagles to pull this off?
Very tough because I don't really know what Jonathan Gannon's going to do. I mean, if you do the two deep safeties like he likes to do, so he didn't give up anything deep, Tom Brady will just pick you apart underneath because that's what he does. And this year especially, if you try to come with pressure or you try to get more people up and challenge them more, he'll hit you over that. I mean, they have three receivers right now on pace for over 1,000 yards. Think about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Joe, I know you know your Eagles history.
Yep.
You know your Eagles 1,000-yard receiving seasons. They might have three in the same year.
Yeah.
It's a big, big challenge.
Oh, and they might have Gronk back.
No, he's not going to play.
They might. He's very, very, very close to playing.
You know what, though, John? I always laugh when I hear that. He's very close. They're going to have him playing a Thursday night game where he could have 10 more days with the broken ribs. Like, he's not going
to
play
against
Thursday
a
night.
Team that they should be able to beat even without
they,
him.
They have Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard. They say these things.
Cameron Brate's been bad, though.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
He had one drop. You watched him have one drop.
Yeah.
But no, they don't need Gronk, and that wouldn't make any sense at all.
All right, let's go.
Well, they're saying he's close, and I know he wants to play. So a lot of that is up to the player.
All right, let's talk to Troy, Northeast Philly. Hey, Troy.
John, Joe, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Troy.
What's up, buddy?
Listen, I'm glad you got Russ on it. I got a good question to ask y'all to me, get your opinion on this. Who was a bigger trader, man, Ben Simmons or your boy?
Benedict Arnold?
Meta World Peace with the Pacers after the Miles and the Pilots.
So what made him a traitor? That he played for Indiana all those years later?
He
played for Indiana. So wait, what made him a traitor?
He left after they had his back with that big old fight and everything. He left and went to the Lakers the very next season.
Well, he was suspended for 73 games. I mean, I don't know what people expected. Was he a free agent or did he get traded? I don't remember.
No, he was a free agent, but they had his back and he just left them. That next season, they would have won. That was
Reggie's last season. I mean, look, Troy, I will always believe that, and I know people might not totally agree with this, because he should not have gone into the stands, But I thought Ron Artest got a little bit of a raw deal from the standpoint that he was completely minding his own business and a fan threw some kind of drink right on him.
I agree with you.
I
that
mean,
was wrong.
You know,
and
listen, Artest should not have done all that he did. Mm-hmm. But when Jermaine O'Neal, I think he got hit with a 15-game suspension. It was reduced a little bit. When Jermaine O'Neal popped that guy that was on the court, I'm glad he popped the guy. I mean, if I'm Jermaine O'Neal, I'm like, dude, this is my court, not your court. You're fan guy. Why are you charging me on the court? What if people think Jermaine O'Neal shouldn't punch the guy? The guy is running up to him.
Yeah, you got to defend yourself.
Looking to punch Jermaine O'Neal, and he's on the court.
Yeah, so
honestly, every 10 to 20 years, it's probably a net positive if a fan gets punched in the face and people realize, oh, crap, these guys can actually punch you in the face. I think every 10 to 20 years, people need a reminder like, yeah. Oh, wow, okay. I might not want to say that or get up in this guy's face.
Fighting can be good sometimes. By the way, speaking of fighting, I'm looking forward to, I don't know, the decade when the Phillies actually have a fight again. I was thinking about the other, because I went back and watched stuff on the 93 Phillies recently, and then I watched that Mets video, James. You know this, the 30 for 30 on the Mets.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, fighting.
Once upon a time in Queens. I mean,
fighting can help kind of bring you together, and I feel like when's the last time the Phillies had a brawl? 10 years ago? 20 years
ago?
Well,
can I just say this in general, though, Joe? In general, baseball just makes me laugh. I've never seen more guys sprint so hard to do nothing. I mean, let me just tell you, if I ran in from the bullpen, somebody's getting punched, okay? There's no chance I'm sprinting 100 yards to stand there or hold my guy back. I'd rather get suspended and lose some money than run 100 yards and just stand there. No, I'll punch you. Yeah. No, I'll get you.
I agree with
you. It is a lot of holding.
I'd pull my groin on the way to the mound.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't even make it. Troy, give me a great brother-sister duo. Fiction.
All right. I don't know if this was said, but if it wasn't, I know Richie's going to like it. Luke and Layla.
It's already been said. Layla. Okay. Already been said. Who do you got? Give me another one.
All right, I got another one for you then. How about T'Challa and Shuri?
Who are you saying?
For the Black Panther.
Okay.
T'Challa and his sister Shuri.
You got it, Troy. Appreciate it, man. All right, Ross, as always, brought to us by First Trust Bank, official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. Ross, the Eagles going to lose on Thursday? I mean, they're going to lose, right?
I think that's highly likely. Can you imagine how we'll feel if they win? But I have a tough time. Let's put it this way, Joe. I was teammates with the guy for a couple of years.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever picked against Brady because the odds are just not in your favor. So I'll be picking Tom Brady and the Bucs to win the game, which, by the way, it's kind of nice to go into a Thursday night game. Eagles have won 6 straight Thursday night games.
7,
kind of nice to go in where, you know, they got nothing to lose. Yeah. Maybe they'll surprise. Maybe Jalen Hurts runs the ball 20 times.
Maybe.
Maybe they surprise us with a game plan we're not expecting,
you know,
and
what?
They pull it off.
That is a good point. Run Jalen.
Well,
got nothing to lose.
There's another possibility. Of course, they got, you know, 48 more hours to sign Nick or trade for Nick Foles. So maybe they pull that off and he beats Brady again. Ross, good stuff, buddy. Thanks, man.
Always. See, oh, by my fictional,
yes.
I don't like him, but I'm going to go. This is actually a sore subject for me. Mm-hmm. I'll go Ross and Monica Geller.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
Yes. On Friends. The problem is I was in high school when that show was popular and Ross was such a sniveling dweeb, and it really hurt my rep, hurt my
devalued
name.
Devalued your name.
Yeah, so he's the number one. Next time I'm on, can your poll question be, if you could punch one actor in the face, who would it be? Because for me, it's Ross from Friends.
Well, you got
that guy. Joe said they're getting back together in real life.
Well, there was...
They were together in real life?
He says it's in the works.
About 3 months ago, there was rumors that they were in the maybe together phase, but it looks like that either fizzled or never happened.
I didn't know they ever dated each other in the first place.
They didn't. But after that HBO special, they started talking more.
Yeah, they reunited.
All right, Ross, good stuff, buddy. Thanks, man.
See you guys.
All right, Jordan Cameron, John Ritchie. Hey, week 6 is here, and there is, well, needless to say, a big Thursday night matchup between the Bucs and Eagles. And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can start the NFL week right by winning $150 on just a $5 bet. And, hey, FanDuel Sportsbook, so easy to use, easy to navigate. their website, the app, of course, safe and secure, fast payouts. It's all there for you with FanDuel, which is sports betting made simple. Always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, they'll get you paid fast, your winnings, in as little as 24 hours. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Sign up using promo code HAMMER. Again, to get in on the Philadelphia-Tampa Bay game, promo code HAMMER for this one or any game. And remember, you could win $150 in just a $5 bet, a remarkable opportunity when you use promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook.